You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome once again. I am so glad that you are with me on today. What a great day it is. Now, somebody said, well, Dr. Mosley, it's raining over here. And somebody else is saying, well, it's too hot over here. But the mere fact that you are alive and well and that you have the capability of hearing me, it's a great day. It's always a great day for change, a great day to even have a greater day. I remember I was giving a reading to someone, and that just flowed out of my lips, out of my spirit for them. You know, it's a great day to have a greater day. You are in charge of your greater day. You really are. You are in charge. You can attract greatness. You can attract more joy, more love, more success. Whatever you're looking for, it's in your power to attract it. And right now, you have attracted another opportunity to enjoy one of your favorite radio programs. It is time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. And I am so glad that you are with me on today. Thank you. To everybody, thank you for your prayers, your support. This has been a challenging summer for me. It really has. Now, I'm not going to go all into that, but it has really been a challenging summer for me, and maybe for you too. And that's what we want to deal with. I really want to deal with that on today, that it's been a bit challenging for me. And how do we deal with those challenges? How do we maneuver? How do we cope? How do you bounce back? Because some things that have happened, I had to really bounce back. Like, whoa, I had one situation that really knocked the wind out of me. I mean, it knocked it straight clean out of me. But I'm here, and I am grateful. You know, sometimes we teach and we encourage others that, hey, I'm doing good and all is well. But then there are times when you have to maybe go through that little test to see, are you really better than what you were last year? Are you stronger? Are you really wiser? Have all those books you've been reading, those YouTube videos you've been watching, and all of these sessions that you have been listening with Dr. Mosley, have they really been helping you? Well, sometimes the universe will give us that test to see, not to punish you, not to disregard you, not to make you feel inadequate, but to prove how strong you really are. So our first thing, let me congratulate somebody right now to say, hey, you've made it. You have made it to the halfway mark of 2021. So, you know, just that right there, engineer, wait a minute. Let me say that again. They have made it to the halfway mark of 2021. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for right there. That's what I'm looking for. You deserve to celebrate yourself. Listen, I want to deal with, oh, y'all still celebrating, right? I want to deal with a question on today about, are you open? I know this is a funny little question, but are you open to new ideas? Now, really, that's what my spirit is telling me to really share with us on today. That question, are you open to new ideas? Now, that is really what's in my spirit. So we're going to deal with that in just a moment. Don't forget, you can go and visit me at drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley.com. And you too can be a part of our studio audience or our recorded audience. All you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. Now, I have some people already in the queue and they're ready. And we're just going to really hear what Spirit has to share with us all on today. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And I mean that, okay?
Thank you.
I'm whoever that boy, they playing that. They are playing that guitar. They playing that thing. They playing it real good. You know, I am so grateful for all of you all that have messaged me, and some of you have inboxed me, and some of you are even my friends on Facebook. Now, I am on Instagram, and I'm doing better. I am. I'm doing better. I just got to do a little bit more better. But I thank you. Thank you for contacting me on social media. And please, I do read every email I receive. It may take me a minute, but I do read everyone, every message. And I am just so grateful to those of you that have taken the time to connect with me and just let me know how much you are so appreciative of the messages that have gone forth. It motivates me. It really does. It motivates me. And like I said, this summer has been a bit challenging, and that's okay. It really is. It's okay. Because it allowed me to really see the strength and the tenacity that we do have. You know, all of your labor is not in vain. All of your studying, all of your teaching is not in vain. And we all go through little issues. But my wife and my family, we are doing well. And the other thing about it is that when we went, I was telling someone today, just little bitty, you know, problems, but they did not last long. They really did not last long. So I'm grateful for that. But before I began to start the show today, I felt this, I guess if you want to say, this message or that question in my spirit. Now, many of you know I am a prophet. I am a prophet of God. I certainly believe in God, and also being a minister, that's just who I am. That's what I do. So I normally don't go to the Bible that much on this platform. Not that I'm ashamed of it. That's just not how I'm led to go. But I do want to go to a scripture, and I'm going to paraphrase it. You know, there's a passage in the Bible in Mark, the 6th chapter, around about verse 50 or so. Jesus, the disciples were in the middle of the lake. I mean, they were out there, and it was dark. It was dark outside. So now, if you've ever been on, maybe on the lake, been out on a cruise, and I'm so grateful for that. I went on a cruise, and out there on the water, you know, far from the land, it is pitch black. It is pitch black. So here these disciples were in the middle of the lake, and it's pitch black. Now, all they have is the illumination of the moon and maybe the illumination of the stars. But they see this shadowy figure walking or coming across the water. They, you know, they really can't see directly what or who it is, but they know there's something out there. You know, now, y'all hear me. I'm not going to lie. I would have been like running with like a chicken with the neck cut off. You know, I'm just, what is this? Who is that? I kind of would have been freaking out a little bit, but they saw this shadowy figure, and it looked like it was coming towards them, which it was. And somebody even said, "That's a ghost." Ooh, I know that's a ghost. That's a spirit. Now, some people say, "Well, I don't believe in ghosts," but that passage right there even proves that they did believe in ghosts back in that day. They did. And ghosts or spirits or energies, however you want to name it, they are really real. So here they are, they're seeing something, and they're being kind of frightened by this thing that is coming towards them. And then all of a sudden, as it's getting closer, and I know my heart is beating, boom, 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 I'm about to pass out, you know, if that was me out there, and this thing is coming closer, and I cannot really see who or what it is. And all of a sudden, I hear this familiar voice says, "Be of good cheer. It's me. It's just me. Hey, Mosley, cool. Calm down, champ. Calm down. It's me. It's just me. It's Jesus." Now, why were the disciples why were they getting kind of nervous? Why were they getting kind of nervous about that thing? You know what? I believe it's simply because they were not used to that experience. The last time something like that happened, it was a ghost. It was poltergeist, you know. The last time something like that happened, that's when that little girl head turned all the way around, you know. I'm not used to that. What is that? Who is that? And Jesus, that familiar voice, said to them, "Be of good cheer. It's just me. Just hold on. In other words, get happy. Just get it. Calm down and get happy. Relax yourself. Calm your nerves. It is me. Now, what I encourage us all to understand from that little scripture or that little story is that I believe in this year of 2021, as a prophet, as a spiritual teacher, I already told you that this year, 2021, is a year of massive change. Things are going to happen that are out of the blue. You could be up 1 minute, down another minute, but don't worry, it's not going to last long. You're going to be back up again. And what Jesus was really saying to them was, hey, I can understand where you're coming from. I can understand your nervousness. I can understand your fear. I can understand your dilemma. I can understand that. But what I do need you to understand is that I'm doing something new. You never saw me do this before. You never saw me walk on the water before. So it is me. I'm just doing something new that you've never seen before. You're experiencing a whole new side of me. You're experiencing a whole new idea. You're experiencing a whole new concept of who I am. So I thought about that, and as that was placed in my spirit on today, I want to ask you a question. Are you open to new ideas? Are you open to new thoughts, new concepts? This is a year of massive change. COVID even took a lot of people from church, you know, the building. And everybody started working from home, teaching at home, going to church at home. I have done readings at home. You know, I don't remember the last time I had an in-person reading. I really don't. Everything changed quickly. I mean, quickly. And sometimes it takes us a while to adjust. Sometimes we think, that seems like that's the devil. That seems like that's too hard. But I encourage somebody today, be open to new ideas. Be open, watch this one, everybody, to new love. Are you open? Think about that. Are you open to a new opportunity, maybe a new job? Well, you may think, that may be too hard. And maybe that's God saying, hey, be of good cheer. This is me. I'm giving you this new job. I'm sending this new love. I know where you're coming from. You were pained in your divorce. You were pained in that last relationship. It was very difficult for you. I understand. But take a deep breath and be of good cheer. This is me. I am providing this new love for you, this new opportunity. Are you ready for new ideas? I'm getting ready to go to a few friends that are waiting for me in queue. But I want you to think about that for just a moment. Are you open to new ideas? You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And are you open to new ideas? Because some of us, we have been hurt so bad, it's like, And I really have told you, this was a challenging summer for me. And even with that, like, some ideas or thoughts have come, and like, I don't know. You know, you just hurt. You know, you just get kind of, I don't know if I should try that. You know, I don't know, God. But then the Lord comes and says, you know what? Hey, don't worry about it. It is me. I'm giving you a new opportunity. How do you handle new ideas? Maybe that's what I should ask my next, the next caller. I believe it's Anita out of Nashville, Tennessee. Anita, how you doing on today?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing wonderful. I was just, you know what? Wait a minute. I have a bone to pick with you. What happened to my cake?
What happened to my phone call?
I text you. I text you, and I told you. See, y'all, this inside. I was there in, where was I? Nashville. And you were supposed to drop, you were supposed to bring the cake, and you didn't do that. Uh-huh. I'm going to pray on you now. I'm going to pray on you now. But Anita, tell me something. How do you deal with new ideas? First of all, let me ask you honestly, are you open to new ideas?
I was thinking about this question, and my mind says, yes, I'm open. It's getting the rest of me to line up with what my mind wants to do.
Now, wait a minute. She said, her mind, what's that song? Your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town.
Yes, yes, yes.
So now you said your mind wants to, but you got to get the rest of you lined up.
Yes, like for instance, I was like, ooh, I'm going to start exercising this week. And in my mind, I'm doing all these fabulous exercises. And my body said, girl, you know, you need to lay down after work. You tired.
Okay, that's a real good example right there. I have to admit, that's a very good example. And I can understand that. So how do you handle the new ideas? Do you just blow them off? Do you, do you just like, well, I tried that before and it didn't work out. I didn't lose that. Or I did lose the weight, but I gained it all back. What do you do, or what should we do with new ideas? Let's answer that question. What should we do with a new idea?
What I do find myself doing when I do have an idea and I don't actually get out and exercise like I want to, I find myself doing housework, which is probably about the same thing, because I still feel the impact of cleaning the bathroom, mopping the floors, washing the dishes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I cook. So that makes me stand when I cook and I bake.
Wow. So now, are you ready? What area of life are you ready for a new idea in?
Love is one of them.
Now, are you sure?
Yeah.
So, if Spirit says, now I have a new love for you, a new opportunity for you to love, to share love, to show love, are you ready for that opportunity?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay, Spirit, do it for. Do it for. Now, when love comes, or if love has come, that is new, are you really open to give it a chance?
Yes. Yeah, so within the last, what month is this, July? Within the last 3 months, someone has come into my life.
I didn't get my cake. Y'all hear, that's why I didn't get my cake.
Uh-huh. That's not true. Mm-hmm. And what I have learned is that I have to be more understanding and more patient. I'm a perfectionist, so I expect everything to be done in order and in a certain way. And what he has taught me is to relax. Everything is going to be okay. That's what I'm learning. And he has to learn me just like I have to learn him.
So, are you relaxing?
It's a day-by-day process. I'm more relaxed now than I was 3 months ago. Yes.
Wonderful. What helps you to relax? What do you, and this is very true because other people are listening right now. So I really want to know what helps you to relax when you get to that point of, okay, that's not done the way I want it to be done. Or I don't like the way that is done. What helps you to calm down? What do you think about?
When I express to him how I feel, what makes me uncomfortable, or what gets my anxiety high, and he just looks at me and he says, I got you, I hear you, and even though I didn't do it the way that you wanted it to be done, did it still get done? And I'm like, you know what, yeah, I understand that he's not me, he doesn't think the way that I think, but when I bring something to his attention, he acknowledges the fact that something is bothering me, and what can we do to make it better, and it's vice versa.
You know what I learned from that statement is to let go of control.
Yeah, and that's also what I'm learning.
Yeah, and that could be very challenging, because even in this situation with the disciples in the middle of the ocean, it's like, okay, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know who this is, you know, and it's normal That's why I said this earlier. Spirit knows where you're coming from. He knows your past. He knows your pain. He knows your joys. And he knows what gets your anxiety high. But sometimes right. we just got to say, okay, hold it. Let me let go. Cause there's nothing I can do right now. You know, in therapy, we call it fight or flight. Either I'm going to fight this bad boy, or I'm going to run like crazy. So there's only two choices I have. And sometimes it's just an opportunity to let go. I have to let go and breathe. Give this person a chance to show me what they can do. Well, I'm glad that you are opening up to love and the opportunity to be loved. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And I hope this gentleman is worth it because he took my cake. I know that's what happened. But now tell
me. Actually, the church got your cake last night for Bible study.
All right. Okay.
That's okay. I'll mail you one.
Uh-huh. Now, see, look at that. But anybody listen to me, my dear. What can I look into for you on today?
I don't know. I just want to know what God sees or what he has for me, like, I guess for the next 3 months. Because I really don't, like, I don't have an agenda, but I feel like I need to be moving towards something.
I want you to, what I was saying, I'm a little bit congested. I want you to realize, and this is what I hear. Somebody is watching you. Now, we know that. We do know that. But what I do want you to grab is this, that you are being followed. God is watching your every move, and he's there to support you. Have you ever, I don't know how to say this. It's like with a little child. And they may be learning how to walk. And as they're walking, you're constantly moving stuff out of the way that they don't knock it down or they don't hurt themselves. So it's like you're going before them. So it's like spirit is going before you and after you. It's like you really are walking in a bubble. And spirit is removing anything that could cause a problem for you. That you may accidentally fall or you may accidentally hurt yourself. It's moving those obstacles. So right now, this is your chance and your opportunity to really let go. And what I hear, and I know we're talking about this, but this is exactly what I hear. Let go and let love.
Okay.
Now, that's just not in the relationship. Let go and let love. Let love really take over. Let go and let love. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to do that on a Facebook post. Let go and let love. Let love bring to you the things that you desire, including in your job, your children, relationship, whatever you desire. Let go and let love. God is really with you. He's ahead and he is behind you. So let go and let love. You go do it?
Okay. Yes.
I congratulate you, my dear. And go ahead on and make another cake and give it to him. I believe he's a wonderful gentleman. So he deserves it. If he's doing all those beautiful things for you, he deserves it. So you go ahead on and tell him, now that's with my blessings, okay?
Okay, I will.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I have some more callers in queue. Come on, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And don't forget, you all can text the word READING to 40691 and schedule your private reading with me. Now, if you use the code word PLANS, PLANS, I believe it's a 25% discount right now. I believe. I know it's either 25 or something, but it's something like close to 25. But use the code word PLANS and you can get a discount on your next reading with me. Okay? So text the word READING to 40691. Use the code word PLANS, because God have great plans for you this year, 2021. Use that code word PLANS, and you too will get a discount. I think it's 25% off of your next reading, the very next one with me. Now, listen, I believe I'm going back to the line. Let's talk to Tasia. Tasia, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, oh, Tasia, your voice is so soft. I got to turn the mic all the way up for you, Tasia. Now, who are you trying to romance? Is somebody in that with you, Tasia?
No.
Uh-huh, no. Yeah. That's what you could. You can tell me anything. I can't see. She being all soft and sweet. Isn't that nice? Tasia, I pray that you're doing really good and having a great day. Now, Tasia, you know, how do you handle new ideas? What do you do when a new idea come to you?
You know, I heard you talking to the first call, and all I could do was just soak everything in, just listen, because it's just so good. I feel like at times can be kind of scary, you know, to think of. I'm always open to new. I've always been, but it's definitely a process, you know.
Going through that. I like that you said that. I like that you said that. It is a process, and sometimes it takes a little getting used to, but it is a process. So I don't want anyone to not think that it is, because it certainly is a process. So now, I wonder, Tasia, do you consider yourself as being one that is open to new ideas, or do you like things to just kind of remain the same? I'm not too up on change, you know, and that's okay. But are you open to new ideas?
Yes, that's been my life. It's always a lot of change. I mean, I would say definitely upward. I can honestly say all the changes that has happened in my life throughout the years always been, for the most part, good changes, good transitions. And so I'm very open, very open. It's a scary, like I said, I sometimes have like one eye open, one eye closed, like, okay, God, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just trying to trust you. Is this your will? Is that okay? You know, so it's, when I say it's a process, it's definitely like an adventure, a journey. It feels like a roller coaster at times, you know?
Now, see, that's exactly what I went through this summer. I was saying that same prayer, like, God, okay, now come on, tell me, what do you want me to do? Because I needed a decision to be made. And I was like, okay, is this you or is this not you? I'm cool with whatever. Just, I felt like I was in limbo. And that's the way the disciples were, I believe, out there on that lake. They didn't know who it was. They didn't know what it was. So being in that state of, I just don't know what. I don't know who. Should I get a gun? Should I get a bow and arrow? Should I jump in the water? Should I stand and fight? What should I do? And finally, that voice came that identified itself. Sometimes we just got to be, like you said, it's a process, which means we have to be patient. And I know I don't like that word. I'll be honest. I don't care for that word. But sometimes you just got to be patient. I think about the police sometimes, you know, they cannot just be quick to draw that weapon. They cannot be quick to just handcuff any and everybody. Sometimes you just need to kind of understand, wait a minute, let me see what's really happening here. So Tasia, you are pretty much open to change. And that's what I'm understanding about you, because you have had a life filled with a lot of changes. Has it become easier for you since you've had so many changes, or has it become more challenging?
I feel like I've kind of learned how to discern more of God's. With every decision, it could be, you know, searching for a job opportunity. It's almost like because there's been so much change, I've been able to kind of tap more into discernment and the feeling of confirmation, and I can't explain it, like just hearing God's voice a little bit more, discerning his will, because there's always been so much change. I mean, so
you become confident, like, that he is there, you know, in some kind of way this is going to work out for my good. So your confidence has grown, or as we say in church, your faith has increased. Does that make sense?
It's increased. I kind of know how to explain it. It's as simple as I was praying to God. I had something that happened to my vehicle. My sunroof drain had got clogged. Long story short, I had to get a new vehicle. And I was praying. I was like, okay, I feel in my spirit I'm not supposed to get a new vehicle, finance a new vehicle right now. I don't know why. I said, God, I need a new vehicle. So what am I supposed to do? I don't know. But all I heard in my spirit was to hold on, be still. Long story short, you know, like 3 months down the line, something worked out where it was the perfect vehicle. I was able to pay for it cash, and it was just perfect. So I feel like with the ups and downs of life, the changes, because I've had so much of it, I can hear him a little bit clearer when, even if it's just a matter of stay still or move forward, or this is the job, or this is the car. I can't explain it, because life is just as that, you know, it's up and down, so many decisions, so many choices to make and things like that. So I feel like the only thing I can say is throughout all of the changes of my life, the constant changes, I feel like I've been able to tune more into his spirit and discerning a little bit more of which way to go, or even if it's just to stay still.
I think about what Anita just said, the caller before you. She was saying with this new relationship that she's involved in, things may not get done the way she would have done it, but her new partner is letting her know, hey, I got you. I got it. And it is getting done. So what the purpose of that statement is for him to let her know, it's going to get done. I have you fully covered. Just relax. And it's to intensify the relationship, and also to cause her to become more comfortable in the relationship. And that's what has happened with you. It's like, okay, I've become more comfortable because I know I've been here before. I've been at this crossroad before, and it always works out. It may not work out the way I wanted to, or, you know, on the timing that I wanted to, but it will work itself out. So that's what I congratulate you on in dealing with the change. You have really maneuvered and remain confident that this will work out for you. So I want to really encourage you to maintain that mindset. 2021 is a year of massive change. Again, and I cannot say that enough. This year is a year of massive change, just things are different all the way around. So I really feel that this is a great year for you. Things will not be the same, but I do feel, and this is what I went through this summer, no matter what I encountered, it always elevated me. It did not keep me down. Mm-hmm. It kept me going. I had some situations that came, and it didn't last long, not at all, but it promoted me. It caused me to do better and make more and do more. So it was really an overall elevation in the change. So now, Taisha, before I get too caught up with you, what is something I can look into for you tonight?
You know, it's so funny because I've been wanting to book a reading with you specifically on change.
Wow.
yes.
Well, Taisha.
Yes.
So, Taisha, I know you're going to book a session. I know, especially with the discount now with plan. But what is
I'm
your question?
I'm gonna book it.
What can I do for you right now?
I'm gonna book it. This is an interlude, right? Okay. So
I love this. I love this. So what can I?
Yes.
What can I look into for you on today?
Okay. Yes, it really was centered on change. I have to be honest. Because there is so much change in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I don't even want to guide in the way that I think it should go. That's been my prayers. God, help me to understand the change. Help me to understand. And what I felt in my spirit he led me to was that he's a God of outside of the box. He's an outside of the box God, meaning that what I thought my life would be, who I would marry, where I would live, what I would do. This, it's gone so outside of the box of what I ever imagined for my life. Sometimes, just like how you talked about, it just feels like it's so overwhelming. It's like, God.
You know what I want you to... Because I'm hearing a word for you, and I am absolutely hearing a word for you. And the word is a simple three-letter word. And that word is yes.
Mm.
That's what I'm hearing. Yes. And that's what I want you to meditate on until you get your reading with me. But I want you to meditate on that word yes. Because I'm absolutely feeling, really, I'm feeling, yes, you can. Yes, this is me. Yes, this is the opportunity. Go with the yes. The friction or the contrast comes in when we want to say no. But many times we feel the freedom, especially when it's dealing with the realm of spirit. And spirit may tell us to do certain things, or we feel led to do this. Or like you said, I just felt led to look for this car, and I was able to pay cash for it. But you had to say yes, even to wait. Just, I don't want to finance, but I'm going to say yes to even just slow down and do it this way. So I want you to be confident in that word, yes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
See that go. See, you just said it. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you feel good just saying that? Focus on yes. My spirit is open to yes. I may not understand everything, but my spirit is open to yes. That's the new idea. The new idea. Why don't you try here? Why don't you go vacation over here? Why don't you walk around the park? Or go swing on the swing. Yes. I had to get, and that's one thing I learned this summer for me. You know, I had to give up control in a sense and just say, yes, okay, I give, whatever. And when I threw my hands up, that was a sign of saying yes. And everything worked out. Everything. Mm. So that's what I want to tell you, Tasia. Spirit is telling you to just simply say yes. There's so many opportunities that are coming your way. So maintain that yes. You going to do it for me, Tasia?
Amen. Yes. Thank you so much.
Tasia, I am so grateful for you. And I'm excited. I'm sure that there are greater opportunities that are coming for you. Just focus on that word, yes. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. Now, I want you to do just like Tasia, schedule your private personal reading with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691 and use the code word plans, and you too will receive a 25% discount. Now, that's not going to stay forever, so you better hurry up and go on and do it. You hear me? Tasia, see, I want to make sure you got that yes right in. Listen, everybody, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You into your spiritual GPS to success. Journey of Spiritual GPS to Success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm still waiting on you to text reading to 40691. Schedule your reading and be sure to use the code word PLANS, PLANS. And you too can receive a 25% discount on your next reading. Let's go to Miss Harriet out of Florida. How you doing, Miss Harriet?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Harriet. Now, listen, Harriet. Are you open to new ideas in your life? Please say yes.
You know I am.
And I really do hope that that is really the case, because when we really want to receive or achieve greater success, it's going to require us to be open to new ideas. I had a wonderful interview with Dr. Joe Vitale, and he made a statement to me that I pray I will never forget. And he made a statement that many times the attraction of what you're trying to manifest will come in the form of a new idea, a new book, a new thought, a new program, a new class. Everything starts with an idea. And sometimes we throw the idea on the back burner and say, that'll never work. We talk ourselves out of it before we even get a chance to get it started. So how do you handle a new idea, Harriet? What happens when a new idea comes to you? What do you do?
If it's something that gets my attention, I go for it, try it.
So are you one of them, what they call a daredevil? Are you one of them daredevils, Harriet?
It just depends on the day. If it's something high heights, no, I'm a chicken knot on them.
Have you ever played that game? I think we played it as teenagers, Truth or Dare. Have you ever played that game?
No.
Yeah, I don't play that game either, because I don't know what you're about to say, so no, I ain't going to play that one. But Harriet, I pray that you really become open to new ideas, and because I do feel that you are attracting greater success. So Harriet, what is something that I can look into for you on today?
I want to hear what spirits say and what you think going to be happening good for me next month.
Enjoyment.
Or the coming month.
Enjoyment.
Okay.
Since you asked that question, I felt that enjoyment. Enjoyment. Now, understand that that word enjoyment, in the middle of the word is joy. So that means you're going to have to enjoy the joy. You're going to have to get involved in the joy. Don't sit on the sideline wondering, okay, how long is this going to last? What's going to happen? And you know, sometimes have you ever been maybe out to dinner or you've been doing something? And I think we said this, who was that? I think it was Anita again. We kind of alluded to that song, your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. You got
right.
to really be in the now, in joy, involve yourself in the joy. I can very much tell you, joy is there for you this coming month of August. It is very much there. Are you going to enjoy the joy? Are you going to really get involved in the game? Are you really going to get involved in the movie or the book, the music, the idea, the opportunity? Don't go too far ahead. Or how long is it going to last? What's going to happen at the end? Enjoy each moment. Enjoyment. It is meant for you to involve yourself in the joy, that you can attract more joy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So I yes. need you to really keep that in mind. I've counseled and gave, one lady I gave a reading to the other day, and I told her, I said that she was looking for love, and I said, well, wonderful, but right now I just see you going on a date. Well, she wanted to know, will I get married? I said, I can't tell you that. Spirit will not reveal that one to me. It's not that he can't, but he's not. And I told her why. I said, because you always go too far. Every time you meet somebody, you ready to go right down the aisle, and you mess it all up. If you would just take the time to enjoy the journey, you know, enjoy the opportunity. I drove from Atlanta to Nashville the other week, and that's where Anita was supposed to have my cake. But yeah, we go let that go. However, I enjoyed each mile, just driving. And enjoying the sun, enjoying the weather, the coolness. And because I like to, if I'm driving, I like to leave in the morning. But I'm enjoying listening to the music, not going too far, not even trying to solve a problem. It was meant for me to engage in the joy, and it brought me even greater joy. So that's what I want you to focus on. Does that make sense for you, Harriet?
Yes. Just focus on the joy and enjoy what I'm doing.
You said it. I couldn't have said it no better than that. Focus on that. And okay. Because, as we said, Jesus was saying to the disciples, hey, be of good cheer. This is me. Sometimes there's some people when good things are happening, like, this is too good to be true. But don't believe that, because that's what we call a miracle. That really is the definition of a miracle. Is like, it's too good to be true. When what is that? Jesus turned the water into wine. That was too good to be true. When he healed somebody of cancer or diabetes, like, I ain't never heard nobody being healed of AIDS, but it has happened. In fact, I have prayed for people and they have been healed of AIDS. So it is true, and it can happen for you. It is meant for you to engage yourself in the joy. Now, Harriet, promise me you go do that.
I will.
Good.
I will.
Well, I'm going to look for that to be done, and I'm sure that you're going to have a wonderful praise report to tell me soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Moses.
You're more than welcome, Harriet. Blessings to you. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Don't forget now, text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your next personal private reading with me. I'm waiting on you to do it right now. Go on and pick up your phone. I'm waiting. I'm sitting right here and waiting for you, okay? All right, I'm waiting. I'm on. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so glad to be with you on today. And I really am. I am just happy. You know, it was just before we started the program, I heard this. I guess I heard spirit. I know I heard spirit. Let me not guess. And they asked me the question to ask everybody, are you open to new ideas? And that's what I want to encourage you. Are you really open to new ideas? Many times we are praying for a miracle, praying for more money, praying for greater love or to be in love. And the idea may come to you. The idea, it may be something that you have never done before. It may be something you're not used to doing. Maybe you're not used to asking a gentleman to go out for a cup of coffee. I ain't used to asking no man that, but it may come to you to do that. But it's an idea. What harm is it going to do? Maybe there's a gentleman saying, I ain't asking her. She too pretty. She going to turn me down. You never know. There are new ideas. And with the story that I share with out of the Bible, Mark, the 6th chapter, in verse 50, Jesus was simply letting them know, hey, this is something new. You've never seen me walk on the water before. You've never seen me in this, I guess, position or this particular atmosphere, this activity. So I understand you're freaking out. I understand it, but it is me. Maybe you didn't think that this money could really happen. It could really manifest. And you're like, you were praying that it did, and now it did. You're like, you're tripping out. Like, uh-uh, this must be a mistake in my account. No, you attracted it. Go on and use it. Enjoy it. There are times when I have received checks in the mail. I mean, checks with an S, plural. And from somewhere that I'm like, okay, is this really real? I have called the bank to verify. And I'm like, oh, yes, Dr. Moses, that's real. Oh, that's real. That's definitely real. You know, I was like, wow, okay. Because at one point, I never had that to happen to me before. And even for such a large amount, like, are you serious? Yes. So I want to encourage you to be open for new ideas, new opportunities. Let's go to Idaho real quickly and let's see if I can talk to Miss Crystal Cole. How you doing, Miss Crystal?
Doing good.
Wonderful,
Crystal. Surviving 21.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm very grateful for you, Crystal. Crystal, do you consider yourself as a woman that is open to new ideas?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you said for sure. What made you say that, for sure?
Like retraining my mind to trust myself and be an opening and ideas, new ideas, like really taking the time, like putting that security in myself to be open.
So have you found it to be challenging to be open?
I think it's the challenging part is feeling the security when it's not something that you can always get taught sometimes when you're little to like, go take chances and trust the universe. And then you have to go back at the goal, like, okay. Like there's sometimes we're missing those emotions and you have to like put them back in you to be able to rise up to the vibration of accepting.
I like what you just said.
The new possibility.
I like you rising up to that vibration to accept the new possibility. I like that. Because really, many of us, you're going to have to rise up. You're going to have to go beyond or step up. If you want to do something different, if you want to do something great, it's going to require an opening of the heart, an opening of the mind to get that accomplished. So I can understand that. So tell me something, Crystal, what is something I can look into for you on tonight?
Just whatever spirit tells you. I just call it because you've been on my mind and you popped up on my phone and that's never a coincidence in my world. So I'm just like, all right, I need to hear some guidance from my Dr. Mosey. So I'm listening.
Well,
listening with it.
You know what? I love what you just said. And that's probably why, because I have my cards here, and the card that I pulled for you simply says, use your mind. You have just what you just said. Sometimes you have to raise or elevate your mind or elevate your vibration, which means elevating your mindset. That is never a problem that your mind or the mind of God within you cannot solve. Everything is solvable. Everything is manageable. And this is what I hear for you. You are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. Now, there are times when you will strengthen yourself and say, you know what, I can do this. But then you pull back. And it's like, I don't know. I'm not sure now. You know, I've done that. I have. It's like when you want to take on a new role or maybe a chore or challenge, maybe I'm going to paint this room in the house. And it looks like it's easy. Okay, I think I can do this. Then you start doing like, I don't know. I'm getting tired. I don't think I want to do this now. Uh-uh. But you can still do it. Don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And I hear this in my spirit. Don't doubt yourself. Trust yourself. Does that make sense to you?
It really does.
So, and I'm writing that down on my, I'm going to make that a YouTube, Facebook post. Don't doubt yourself. Trust yourself. Because you really are a very strong and knowledgeable woman. I don't know why this is, but this is what Spirit is telling me. It's like you don't feel smart enough. But you really know what you need to know. But education plays
it
a role.
Really messes up. I know how smart I am, but when I go to do it, I doubt myself.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
But you really are smart enough to handle it. But sometimes you just feel like, I don't know. No, no. Please know that you are very smart. You're very knowledgeable. This is a great time for you to step out and try. You really can do this. Now, I feel like I'm getting into a new car. And there are new gadgets, there are new, you know, little trinkets and things on the car. And it's like, oh, and it's exciting to find out what does this button do and what does that button do? Well, that's the way I feel like your life is. It's like you're in charge now, you're in the driver's seat, and this is a new avenue for you, a new opportunity. And it's exciting to find out what can this do and what can that do. So I want you to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the possibilities of where life is taking you. Will you do that for me, Crystal?
I will. I absolutely will. I love that analogy. That's perfect. I need that visualization.
I believe it. I believe that you could do it now. I want you to make Spirit proud. Okay?
I want
you to make Spirit proud because Spirit knows you got this. You are smart enough. You can handle this. You can do this. Use your mind, okay? Be open to new ideas. Will you do it?
I will. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, Crystal. Hang in there, my dear, to all of you. I certainly appreciate you so very much for being on with me on today. Listen, don't forget, open yourself to new ideas. It just may be God, and I believe that it is. Especially if it's something that can lift, that can inspire. Don't doubt yourself. Trust yourself. God is trusting you to say, hey, you can do this. You can start this company. You can start this restaurant. You can fall in love again. You can love. I know you've been divorced. I know you've been hurt. But believe it or not, there's still a little bit more love left in you to give. And there is a vessel in you that is waiting to receive the love. It may be a different form, it may be a different idea, it may be a different concept, something that you're totally not used to. But it just also may be your answer, your manifestation. It just may be God. Why don't you try it? And why don't you also get your next reading? Text the word reading to 40691. Use the code word plans and receive 25% off of your next reading. You can also go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley. Okay? I bless God for you. I love you dearly. Oh, let me also give somebody said, I need your number, 916-467-4448. You can call my office, 916-467-4448. Hang in there. There are greater opportunities that are coming for you. Remember, be of good cheer. It's just God. It's just your answer knocking at the door. It's maybe your $1 million knocking at the door. You better answer that door quick. You hear me? I bless God for you. Hey, I am certainly not out of words. I'm not out of love. But unfortunately, I am out of time. But promise me you'll stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Blessings, everybody.